old man. The old man lived alone in an ancient crumbling house near the sea. Garden was overgrown and neglected, and his house was surrounded by old, gnarled trees. He was close and rarely ventured out of his home. No one knew his name or where he came from. Those who saw him said he had long black hair, wrinkled leathery face and dark, piercing eyes. Sometimes neighbours would see him hobbling around on a cane. The old man was rumoured to be both extremely rich and extremely feeble. There were rumours he kept a fortune and gold hidden away somewhere, his dusty abode. The young boys loved to taunt the old man, shouting him, calling him names whatever they passed at his house. Sometimes even throw rocks at his house, break the window panes in his dwelling. Occasionally, some of the older kids would seal up the house and peer in through the dusty windows just to catch a glimpse of him. One night, three criminals decided to rob the old man, parked their car outside his house, and sat in the darkness waiting until the time was right. Plan was to threaten the old man and make him tell them where his fortune was hidden. If it didn't work, they would beat him out of him. The moon was shining down the ancient house and the wind was blowing through the branches of the old gnarled trees. The lights in the house went out, off. Two of the criminals went out the car, made their way to the front door. They put on black masks to cover their faces and rang the doorbell. The third criminal sat in the car, waiting nervously for his companion's return. Kept checking his watch and wondering what was taking him so long. Just at midnight, he heard hideous screams coming from inside the ancient house. Probably he didn't beat the old man to death. If he died before he could reveal where the treasure was hidden, they had to search the whole house from top to bottom. That could take all night. Just then, they heard footsteps coming down the path, the sound of someone opening the lock of the gate. In the dome glow of the streetlights, he strained his eyes to see. But when he looked, he didn't see what he expected. Next morning, abandoned car was found parked outside the old man's house. Police took the license plates and discovered it had been stolen. Returned it to its rightful owner. A few days later, three unidentified bodies washed up on the beach. Corpses horribly mangled and mutilated. Each single bone in their bodies had been broken and their heads had been crushed beyond recognition. Three bodies reduced to little more than three rubbery piles of flesh. Discovering the bodies on the beach caused a lot of excitement in a little seaside town. And summer is all anyone could talk about. No one could figure out who they were or what had happened to them. Still, whenever people passed by the old man's house, they felt a little involuntary shiver of fear run down their spines. Young boys didn't shout at the old man or call him names anymore. No one dared to sneak up on his house, peer at his windows of fear what they might see.